Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue our study and worshiping of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we sing hymn 356. Standing, let's offer a prayer of understanding. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Our Heavenly Father, our awesome God, we praise you and thank you for you have been choosing us since the creation. So today we have this opportunity to stay in your holy temple, to enjoy your words, to enjoy the intimacy relationship with you, to worship you in the presence of thy feet. Lord, we are nothing but simply dust. Even though you love us so much in our daily life, a lot of time, indeed, we experience the situation that our heart is willing but our flesh is indeed weak. So in our daily life, we fail many things that we fall short of your grace. But we know that you are a merciful and loving God, because we are still kept in your love. You still use your loving kindness to guide us and to care for us. Lord, we really thank you. NYTS has almost passed half. And brother and sister indeed is able to live here joyfully, because your manna is indeed a mighty food for angels. Because your Holy Spirit is indeed like rain that goes through our thirsty field. I want to thank you because today is also your Holy Sabbath day. Remember how you created the heaven and earth, and you created the beautiful garden for man to enjoy. You created humans' best friends and other animals to be our pets, so that we have wonderful fellowship with you in the garden. But we also want to thank you, even though we fall, human being fall, but through Jesus Christ, your only beloved Son, we are able to obtain the hope of salvation again. So in this particular rest day, we are able to look forward to the eternal rest. Lord, after sin came into this world, all the creation are groaning in pain, looking forward to set up free from the corruption, and we can enjoy the liberty of your children. Our body can receive redemption one day. Lord, how wonderful that day will be. But when we come to your presence and enjoy good fellowship with brother and sister and in you, for some reason we are able to taste the wonderful in the heavenly kingdom, because over here it's like a heavenly kingdom come down on earth. Indeed, it's a blessing that we can be here, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity you have been given to us. We still have a long whole day schedule. Lord, we plead and ask you can continue to stay with us, move in our heart, so thy words can indeed, like seeds buried in our minds, one day it will bear fruit, so people can see the beauty of us, and we are able to glorify your holy name. We pray, may all the glory and praise be to your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Please be seated. We shall continue to talk about Book of Romans. Now we come into chapter 4. We talk about gospel is indeed mighty power of God. Gospel is a key word link from the beginning of Book of Romans to the end of Book of Romans. Therefore, after knowing that the Lord will judge according to the gospel we preach, we shall have this mission to bring the good news to our friends. So we do not only enjoy gospel ourselves, we shall preach gospel. And then we talk about justified by faith also included judgment with our deeds. Everybody will be judged according to their deeds. Let's turn to Romans. Yesterday we did not read this verse. Chapter 2, verse 6 to 11. 6 to 11. 2, 6 to 11. Philip, would you please read? Chapter 2, verse 6 to 11. So indeed, anybody seek to do good, to seek the glory and honor, the Lord will reward them with eternal life. And those who do not believe in truth, follow the unrighteousness, God will reward them. So to reward, in chapter 1, we have two revelations over here, to repay. God will repay them with wrath. So judgment also has a sequence. Starting from Jewish people, then to Greek. Starting from the house of God. Even from the house of God, started with the elders, the most important worker. So there's a sequence. For God show no partiality, verse 11. God will judge, and he will show no partiality. So brethren, I mentioned it yesterday, I want to emphasize again now. If you do some mistakes, the Lord punish you on earth. You shall really give thanks to God. If we make any mistakes and suddenly, we are forbidden to do some holy works, we shall give thanks to God. Because if the reward is not on earth, it shall be in heaven. And that would be even worse. God will judge according to our deeds. And then we talk about, since he wants someone to receive salvation, God's righteousness was revealed in his gospel through Jesus Christ. It was through our faith and by his blood we can have salvation. So we are justified at the very beginning. We are justified by faith. Now, when Paul tried to elaborate these issues, he used example in the Old Testament to teach us. And then he talked about the story of Abraham. So please turn to Isaiah chapter 51, verse 2. Isaiah 51, verse 2. Isaiah 51, verse 2. Shall I invite sister to read all together? Isaiah 51, verse 2. No matter which version you read, read out loud. For example, verse 2, please read. So think about your ancestor Abraham. Look at Abraham. Behold Abraham. You have to look at him, right? Why? Even though he was alone, God called him, God blessed him, and God multiplied him. So today we are called. God will bless us. God will give us abundant grace. Paul used Abraham as example and for us to think about his life. So we also want to ponder about the faith of Abraham. Now, where is Abraham now? Where's Abraham? Samuel? How do we know? Thank you. That's right. But how do you know? Anybody? Victor, how do you know Abraham is in paradise now? Okay, that's correct. And who says it? Ian, who says it? James. Yes, what did he say? Yes, Nazareth, when he died, he was in the paradise, in the bosom of Abraham. So you know that Abraham is indeed in paradise right now. Now you understand that Abraham is the forefather of faith. So he is famous for his faith. Based on chapter 4 of Romans, we want to talk about three points. He was justified by faith before circumcision. And what are the characteristics of his faith? And we shall learn from him. I think we read this already, but let's do it again. Romans chapter 4, verse 10. Romans chapter 4, verse 10. Ten and 11, brother, please read all together, huh? 1, 2, 3, go. Amen. When Abraham was circumcised, around age, what? 99, right? 99, actually it's 99, right? Now, when Abraham was justified, around 75 to 85, right? 75 to 85. So you can see, even before circumcision, Abraham was justified. Because he believed in God, God talked to him, your descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky. Now, and Jewish people are saying that, I try to say that, you know, in order to receive salvation, you got to be circumcised. But Paul said, no, no, no. He was count as a good man before he was circumcised. Now today, so we believe in Jesus. We don't need circumcision anymore. Because it was fulfilled on the cross. Let's turn to Colossians. Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 13 and 14 and 15. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 to 15. I know there are a lot of people who still did not call your name yet, right? Let me try to count. Joe.
13. And you being dead in your trespasses, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all transgressions. 14. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirement that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. 15. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in us.
So you can see the Lord has erased the written code, the one that attacked us and give us trouble. He took it away and nailed it on the cross. So except moral law, the Mosaic law, many Mosaic law concerning ceremonial law and hygienic law, they are all fulfilled on the cross. So circumcision, we don't need circumcision anymore. Today, we are justified in the blood by water baptism. Turn back to Romans chapter 6. Chapter 5 verse 9 first. Chapter 5 verse 9. Chapter 5, verse 9. Oh, skip counselor, right? Kwang.
Much more than having now been justified by the blood, we shall be saved from wrath today.
So we are justified by the blood. How do we justify by the blood? Chapter 6, verse 3 to 6. Kwang, continue reading.
By and so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. That our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
Amen. So, another homework, huh? Book of Romans stress about gospel. How many five basic doctrine, yeah? Five basic doctrine, huh? Look for five basic doctrine in the book of Romans. Maybe you cannot find all of them, right? How many you can find? This one of them, right? Water baptism. Okay? Usually, water baptism are linked together with foot washing, huh? Because without water baptism, you cannot perform foot washing. So when we talk about water baptism, it's also including foot washing, huh? So among all the five, you are able to find at least three of them, right? So look for this. Where are they recorded? So you know that the gospel really also talk about the important doctrines of our church. So we don't need circumcision anymore because it's fulfilled. Now, how did Jesus fulfill it? This is called inner circumcision, inward circumcision. Circumcision inside, not outside. Please read chapter 2, verse 28 to 29. So circumcision is in the heart. Today, you already received inner circumcision, which refer to water baptism. Outward circumcision is to get rid of filthy of man. Inner circumcision is to get rid of filthy of you too. Right? All you have to do is the filthiness. So actually, how did Jesus fulfill the water circumcision? Through water baptism. Okay? Why? Yeah. Number one, because both water baptism and circumcision, they served as a sign, Thank you very much. Actually, I think this is in your notes, But I think it's important, Serve as a sign, right? Both water baptism and circumcision. How do you spell circumcision? Serve as a sign, and they also serve as a. They are a sign of separation. And they are to get rid of filthiness. So that's how our Lord fulfilled circumcision. So today we do not need circumcision anymore. Let's read one by one. Please read. Genesis 17, verse 9 to 14. Verse 9 to 14. But maybe we should just read verse 13 to 14. Huh? 13 to 14. Who else? I did not call your name. Hey, Aaron, Grady. Oh, please read. This is called covenant, right? Oh, covenant. Did it say a sign here? Covenant. But please read Genesis, Galatians, huh?
Verse 11.
Yes, verse 11, sorry. Thank you. Very good. Grady, continue reading. Yes, this is a sign of covenant. A sign of covenant. Please read Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Please read. Jimmy, please read. Okay, if you are baptized, you put on Christ. You put on Christ, you are Abraham's seed. An inheritance according to the promise. We just read that circumcision is a sign for the covenant. If you are the children of Abraham, you shall have this sign of covenant, then you are able to be the children of Abraham. Now today, we receive water baptism. It is also, then we are able to become the children of Abraham, spiritual children of Abraham, and we are able to inherit the inheritance. Please read Acts chapter 11, verse 2. Acts 11, verse 2. This talk about separation, 11, verse 2 and 3. 2 and 3. So, circumcised people, if you are circumcised, you shall separate yourself. You shall not eat with the Gentile. Circumcision also talk about, you shall separate from the ungodly Gentile people. Please read Romans chapter 1, chapter 6, sorry. Romans chapter 6. Let me just read verse 4. Verse 4. Let me try another one. Who else I did not call? Adrian, I called Adrian already. Kevin, would you please read? Kevin, right? So we need to admit to do that when the people on earthly are all dead. After baptism, we need to live a new life. This is separation. Agree? Hello? We're different, right? Okay. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. 10:16. maybe from 15 and 16, huh? 15 and 16, Isaac, did I call you? Guo Yi first. I think I call your name also. Isaac, I think I call your name also. Danny, I think I call your name also. There are no other people, right? And Kevin, oh, Kevin, yes. Another Kevin. 10, 11. What did I say? Chapter 10. Chapter 10, chapter 10, what did I say? 15 and 16.
15, the Lord delighted only in your fathers, the little men, and he chose your descendants after them, you above all peoples, as it is this day.
16.
And therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and be stiff-necked no longer.
Also, circumcise your heart. You are the chosen people. Chosen refer to, of course, in the Old Testament, it's all have to do with circumcision, right? And it is get rid of filthy, huh? Not only your body, but also your heart. Please read Acts chapter 22, verse 16. So it's get rid of evil, get rid of filthiness. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. On the back. Shirley. Would you please read? Okay, so water baptism is also to get rid of filthiness, get rid of sin. So you can see, the Lord Jesus Christ already used water baptism to fulfill the circumcision now. Agree? Hello? Agree? So now you don't need circumcision. But today, if you have a Jewish friend, right? In the last days, they want to convert it into TCC, right? And they want to have circumcision. Do you allow them? Huh? I think we can allow them, right? Because it's a covenant God made with their forefather forever. This is a covenant that God made with Abraham and told about their descendants to do that forever. But for us, we are only spiritual descendants. We are not physical. But if your Jewish friends, they insist that they need circumcision, go ahead. Because that is a forefather's covenant with God, right? I don't mind. But you cannot insist that we, general people, need to have circumcision in order to receive salvation, right? I think nowadays you are aware of that many Muslims also receive circumcision. Not many, I think all the Muslims. What do you think? Right? Do you have any Muslim friend? You don't have any Muslim friend? Oh, you do? They receive circumcision, right? Oh, you didn't ask. Okay. Okay, now, so we receive water baptism. We are justified by faith. Huh? Using faith, we receive water baptism. Now, many other people saying that, you know what, you guys, to have salvation, you don't need water baptism. If you need water baptism, it's not for the remission of sin. It's only for you to confess and declare that you are a Christian. It's not truly can clean your sin. You can do it very good, and maybe you should do it, but actually it has nothing to do with salvation now. And some people even say that, now this is this is some Christians says. But other Christians will say that, you know what, you guys perform water baptism, it's really no need. If you do that, it shows that you are justified by deeds, not justified by faith. How do you answer them? Why? We are already justified by deeds, faith, right? Why do you need to do it? So you show you do not believe in Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, why do you need to do those kind of works to show that you are justified by works? How do you answer that? Oh, there are different kinds of Christians saying. Jesus asks us to it. Very good. Anything else? Thank you. What else? Now, I am aware that you did not read my note, right? If you remember, maybe you know the answer. Well, you know my personal answer, the answer I'm looking for. Of course, my answer may not be perfect answer. You have better answer than me, maybe. Huh? Anyone else? Kathy?
Faith without action is dead.
Faith without action is dead. That's also very good. You can answer them that, no problem. Anything else? I only have 25 minutes left, huh? 10, 15, huh?
Verse.
Which verse?
Acts 22:16.
Oh, yes, it is get rid of your sin, right? It is for the remission of sin. My personal thinking, huh? To me now, this is how I think about it. Maybe it's not perfect, but for your reference, huh? While baptism is not part of law, it's part of grace, right? Right? So, when we say justified by deeds, actually they refer to abide all the law in the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, right? Right? You got to fulfill the law of the righteous of the law. But while baptism actually is not part of the law, it is part of grace. Right? And all baptism is to receive blood of Jesus Christ. Whose deed is that? Whose blood is that? Is your blood or Jesus' blood? Jesus' blood is the work of Jesus, it's not your work. Right? So we are indeed, we just use faith to accept water baptism. We did not work for anything. Jesus worked for us. So he shed his blood. Not me who shed the blood, Jesus shed blood. So for me, we just used accept Jesus' blood. Make sense to you? Hello? Make sense to you? So really, it's not my work, it's Jesus' work. So I am justified by my faith toward Jesus' work. Hello? Agree? This is my personal reflection for your understanding, because people sort of tell us, you go to do water baptism, you are justified by work. Besides, do you think... in Buddhism concept, work usually in Buddhism concept, you need to have salvation, you need to build a bridge, pave the road for people by your own money, You need to do a lot of gongde, ji a lot of gongde. Gongde means that really good works, right? How many of you from Buddhism background? Nobody. No, you are. So how can you say like take a shower is a good work? Of course it's a good work, but it's like compared with taking a shower is it's very simple, right? It's not the work you are thinking about, I gotta do something in order to be justified. No, it's just you gotta do it every day, take a shower, right? So water baptism is similar to, of course it's not similar, it's deep into the water. Okay. Well, of course, you also are all very good, huh? But I just want to add my personal thinking. Huh? Let's reference John chapter 6, verse 47. John chapter 6, verse 47. 6:47. Sister, please read out loud. 1, 2, 3, go. How come we have so few sisters over here? Nah, read one more time. 1, 2, 3, go. Reading 6:47. Truly, truly, I say to you, those who believe have eternal life. This is a general statement, right? General statement. But Jesus, this general statement saying that, yes, you believe, you have eternal life, right? But Jesus mentioned the way of how to believe. Truly, truly, I say to you, if one is not born of water and baptism, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So this is how you work on the journey of belief, right? Believe have eternal life. The same thing, justified by faith. This faith in Chinese word is shin or belief. The same word in Chinese. Belief and faith, actually, they are the same word in Chinese. Oh. So today, we're just by faith. Again, you got to, there's a way. Huh? Jesus is the way. So to me, justified by faith got to be in Christ. Yesterday we talk about in Christ. If we check into the context, really talk about the blood of Jesus Christ. Talk about the water baptism. So we are justified by faith. Also, we have nothing to boast. Romans chapter 4, verse 2. Romans chapter 4, verse 2, nothing to boast. Where else? Please read. Yes. So we are justified, so therefore we have nothing to boast. So brethren, this is Abraham. Abraham was justified by faith. Now let's talk about the characteristics of Abraham's faith. Now, he believed in God's promise. Romans chapter 4, verse 13 to 16. 13 to 16. Abraham 4, 13 to 16. 那个姐妹把头稍微抬一下, 让我才看得到。 Pailin, would you please read? 14, chapter 4, 14 to 16. Yes. 13 to 16. Amen. So Abraham believed in God, 神的应许, 因为神应许, Abraham 和他的后裔, God promised Abraham and his descendants that they should inherit the world. What the world refer to? World, W-O-R-L-D. Huh? Anybody? The world the, from the book of Genesis, that is the land of Canaan, that world, land of Canaan. Not because he do anything, but because he believe in God. So God believe in, Abraham believe in God's promise. Chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. Chapter 1 verse 20. Chapter 1, verse 20. Any, yeah? So no matter how many promises, they are all yes in Christ. So how many promises are there in the Bible? What do you think? Aaron? A lot. I didn't count it myself. There are indeed a lot of promise. So, what is the major two promise God gave to Abraham? Two. You should know this, right? Because you're an IE teacher. Now, Jessica, you're an IE teacher? Yes. Huh? Yeah. Yes. What are the two promises God gave to Abraham? So descendants, right? What the other? Huh? Say it again. The child will be through Seth. That's also descendants. The answer was, huh? Canaan, right? The war, right? Inherited war. Canaan. So land and children, right? Today, you believe in Jesus Christ, you the kingdom of God, also what? The land is the kingdom of God. Church, right? Now, people is you. You are the people. So, God will bless. Today, we promise, we believe in God. God will multiply his children in the church and increase his territory in the church. But let me ask you, before Abraham died, how many land did Abraham get? How big the land Abraham get? God promised him, actually, land of Canaan and orchestrate the war, actually, it's more than, it's very big. Huh? Now, we don't need to study this. But how big Abraham get the land? IE teacher, Debbie. How big was the land Abraham get before he died?
It wasn't the land.
It wasn't? No, but he did get something, right? He did not get the whole land, but what did he get? His tomb! He buy his tomb! The only land he get is a place to bury his wife. No doubt he also buried there. No doubt his son Isaac and his wife also buried there. No doubt Jacob and his wife, not Rachel, Leah is also buried there. No doubt Joseph was not buried there. So you can see it's only a tomb, very small size, huh? And let me ask you, God promised him his children will be as many as the stars, but how many children did he have before he died? Huh? Eight. But how many are living? Only how many lived beside him? Only one left, right? Of course, eight, right? But later on, they were cast out. Only one left. Huh? But you know, today, God promised him many things, right? But sometimes you cannot see it when you are alive. But did God lie to Abraham? No, God did not lie to Abraham because they don't. David was able to occupy all the land promised to Abraham. Indeed, nowadays, Abraham's descendants is not countable. Are you able to count it how many descendants Abraham have? No, right? Only like the sand of the seashore. Even the earthly children, they cannot count it. Like the stars in the ocean. Stars cannot be the ocean. Like stars in the sky. You cannot, how many teachers remember? How many are seven members? Can you count? You cannot count. Can you count? I don't know. From Jesus' time, from Abraham's time, to this time, how many people are saved? You cannot count. I cannot count. So, you know what? Maybe a lot of time, the promise, you do not see it. No? Maybe even before you die, the promise, you cannot see it. But because you believe in God, all the promise of God will never fall to the ground. Oh. So I know some of you are worried about what? Worried about receiving Holy Spirit. Oh. Don't worry, it's a promise. Oh, you need to pray with faith. Oh. Pray with faith, very important. Every time you come to the front, believe, you will receive, then you will receive. Oh. It's a matter of God's time. Just believe. You need to believe because it's promised. For sure, God will give it to you. Huh? Like a lot of you in school, maybe you graduate already, you worry about your marriage. Before, brother always worry about, we don't have too many sisters in the church, right? But no matter where I go, now NYTS, right, always are more brother than sister. Really, go to Canadian, more brothers. You nowadays, for some reason, like sisters are getting less and less. You go to mainland China, Itaihua, all of them, most of them are boys. Right? Only one boy. So, sister, you should have more faith right now, right? No, but your faith is not based on this. Our faith is not based on this. Our faith is based on, you believe that, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says what? If you acknowledge God in everything you do, God will guide your way. So, all you need to do is pray, and have faith. God will guide you. Really, in every day, in daily life, it's your faith. Sometimes I hear Pastor Ye, yesterday, he talked about what? Buying cars, right? Bargain. And pray. No more bargain needed, right? One day I went home, I asked my wife, who give a sermon today? And he said, Pastor Ye. And he said, I asked him, what kind of sermon did he say? He said, Pastor Ye talked about he go shopping with his wife, looking for a pants. But cannot look for pants. Cannot find a proper one. So he pray. And then he go inside and find the pants. Really? So many interesting things like this. You can pray, and you get it, right? He cannot fix the toilet and pray. No need to fix, and the toilet works. Like when you hear, wow, really? You have faith? Today, what kind of hymn do you sing? da da di da da. Huh? Faith is the victory. Yeah. So really, you just pray, huh? Having faith. So what we are missing today is faith. Really, today, we are missing today is faith. You have faith, you pray, you will see God will open the way for you. Huh? If God will open the way for you, you will see, just like Paul, the grace of sufficient is enough. Huh? Really, I mean, our faith, our life is mainly to do with the faith. Huh? Hey, our class ended, it ended already. Okay. We have more to say. Huh? Let's pray in silence.